Chapter 9 and Chapter 10. New words. A lift, noun. This carries people up or down a tall building. Tiny, adjective. Very, very small. A label, noun. A piece of paper on a box or bottle. A screen, noun. Part of a TV. You can see pictures there. A flash, noun. A bright light. It comes and goes quickly. Stretch, verb. Pull something to make it longer and thinner. Chapter 9. Television chocolate.
Now there are only two children, said Mr. Wonka. But don't worry about the other three. They'll be fine. Do you want to see more of the factory?
Oh, yes,
cried Charlie and Grandpa Joe.
My feet are getting tired, said Mike TV. I want to watch television.
If you're tired, then we should ride in the lift, said Mr. Wonka.
He pointed at a pair of glass doors. The doors opened, and the two children and the three adults walked inside.
It's a glass lift, and you can see everything from here.
Wow, said Charlie.
They were standing in the glass lift, and there were buttons everywhere. There were thousands of small black buttons on the walls. Next to each button, there was a tiny label with the name of a room on it.
This isn't a normal up and down lift, said Mr. Wonka. This lift can go in any direction, and it can visit any room in the factory. Just push a button and the lift will take you there.
That's wonderful, said Grandpa Joe, looking at all the labels.
Is there a television room? Asked Mike.
Yes, of course, said Mr. Wonka.
He pointed to a button. On the label next to the button, it said, Television Chocolate, in very small writing.
Hurrah!
Shouted Mike, and he quickly pushed the button. The lift made a strange noise. Then it started to move. But the lift did not move up or down. It moved suddenly to the right, and Charlie and Mike fell onto the floor.
Get up!
Laughed Mr. Wonka. Charlie got up and held onto Grandpa Joe's legs.
Wow!
Shouted Grandpa Joe.
We're going to die!
Cried Mrs. TV. The lift went around a corner, and then it went up. And then, when it could not go up anymore, the lift fell back to the ground.
I feel sick, said Mrs. TV.
Are you okay, Charlie? Asked Grandpa Joe.
I love it,
shouted Charlie. The lift suddenly stopped moving, and they all stepped out and into a very bright white room. Mr. Wonka gave each of them a pair of dark glasses.
You must wear these in this room, he said. The light is dangerous for your eyes.
Charlie wore his glasses and he looked around. At one end of the room, there was a very large television. And at the other end, there was a very large camera. A group of Oompa Loompas were checking it.
This is my new invention. It's called Television Chocolate, said Mr. Wonka. With this camera, I can send a bar of chocolate into a television.
That That's not possible, said Mike TV.
I'll show you, cried Mr. Wonka.
Six Oompa Loompas carried an enormous bar of chocolate into the room. The bar was the same size as a bed.
It has to be big, said Mr. Wonka, because it looks very small on the screen.
The Oompa Loompas put the chocolate bar in front of the large camera. Then one of them pushed a button. There was a bright flash, and then the chocolate disappeared.
There it goes, shouted Mr. Wonka. Watch the screen.
Everyone ran to look at the very large television. In the middle of the screen, there was a small bar of chocolate.
Take it, cried Mr. Wonka.
We can't, laughed Mike. It's just a picture on a television screen.
You take it, Charlie, cried Mr. Wonka.
Charlie touched the screen with his hand.
It's real,
Charlie said with a surprised smile.
I can feel the chocolate.
Eat it, shouted Mr. Wonka. It's delicious. I'm going to use this invention to sell my chocolate on television. People will watch television and then a voice will say, eat Wonka's chocolates. They're the best in the world. And if you don't think that it's true, taste one now. Then people can take the chocolate from their television screens.
That's a great idea, cried Grandpa Joe. It'll change the world.
The invention isn't finished yet, said Mr. Wonka. Sometimes we can only send half the bar.
But, Mr. Wonka, shouted Mike TV, can you send other things into the television? Is it possible to send people into the television?
Everything is possible, cried Mr. Wonka, but it's too dangerous.
But Mike heard Mr. Wonka say, everything is possible, and he started running to the camera.
No! 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 shouted Mr. Wonka.
Mike, stop!
Shouted Mrs. TV. There was another bright flash. Then everything went quiet.